Cheryl Fritz is now live in Lansing on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Welcome to Fritz and Friends.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, Scott Eckersley producing, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Democratic Senator Spencer Coggs of Wisconsin. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Good evening. I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing very well. The last time we spoke, you were in Illinois for a time.
I sure was.
yes, you were. You obviously since have come back with your other Democratic peers, but things have not cleared up a lot in Wisconsin politics, have they?
Not exactly. We did come back to a hero's welcome. But we came back because they pulled a procedural trick that violated the law in passing a portion of the budget repair bill that we were trying to prevent them from doing. And so now we've taken them to court, and the court has issued a temporary restraining order.
Well, and I guess, you know, you and I are probably not going to sort this out tonight. I sure wish we could, though. Why is there so much confusion over whether the Republicans violated the Open Meetings Act by passing the bill, and Democrats, pretty much along the line, say that they did? I mean, and that's what the hearing's about. That's why it's in the court system now, I guess.
Absolutely. Initially, they couldn't pass a bill because if it has a fiscal note, they needed a quorum. We prevented them from getting a quorum, so they stripped the fiscal portion out of the bill. But procedurally, what they did was they were supposed to have a public hearing, and you have to make a public notice for the open meetings law. So you have to give the public 24 hours in order to show up and watch your public hearing. So they didn't. They only did it. They noticed what they call an emergency rule. And so far, the courts have said you didn't have any basis for issuing an emergency. You could have waited 24 hours, but you didn't. Then they did. Then they went one step further. They were supposed to have a 2-hour notice that no one saw, and it's supposed to be in the public eye. So they didn't do that. And then to add insult to injury, they didn't wait the full 2 hours. They violated the 2-hour portion, too. So they did an illegal act, and they did it in an illegal fashion. And so that's why the court has so far issued a temporary restraining order.
Well, and the confusion continues with the temporary restraining order. Traditionally, the way we thought things worked in Wisconsin, that a bill that is signed by the governor, which it was by Governor Scott Walker, Republican Governor Scott Walker, mm-hmm. Needs to be published, and it's traditionally done by the Secretary of State. Well, I'm ready to stand corrected if I'm getting any of this wrong, sir.
So far, so good.
Okay, I like that. Okay, and the Secretary of State was stopped from doing that by the temporary restraining order.
Mm-hmm.
But then a nonpartisan legislative reference bureau went ahead and published the law by posting it on a website. And according to Governor Walker, he says that makes it law. And
yeah.
now we're in another spot.
Yeah, obviously everything you just said was correct, except when you get up to the part where legally the Secretary of State has to publish it in the official state newspaper, which is the Wisconsin State Journal. That hasn't been done, and so legally the Republicans don't really have a leg to stand on, but what they're saying is because there are cross-references or in different parts of a statute where the bill refers, they're saying because it was published, that's good enough. But even the Legislative Reference Bureau people who published it said, and I quote, that what they did was an administerial action. It didn't have the force of law. Only the Secretary of State has the force of law. So as you and I speak and as the people listen, they are in court right now, and they are arguing those points.
So the hearing that was to happen today, is that what's going on now that you're referring to?
That's correct.
And you haven't you haven't gotten any update on a text message or anything you can enlighten us with?
I wish. I've been waiting for information, but there's a number of witnesses that people are calling, and I think that obviously my Republican colleagues are trying to circumvent the intention and the spirit and the letter of the law, because the letter of the law basically says it is not official until the Secretary of State publishes it in the Wisconsin State Journal, and that hasn't happened.
So publishing it on the website, that doesn't cut it if it's not published in the journal?
Yeah, not the Legislative Reference Bureau's website,
sure.
Because the Legislative Reference Bureau is an arm of the government. It's an arm of legislature. So it has to be published by the Secretary of State, which is another branch.
Well, since you have been back, what are the kinds of things you're hearing from your constituents, sir?
Oh, my God. Our constituents, you know, we came back to a demonstration that had over 125,000 people, and we were greeted like rock stars. And that can either make you be big-headed or it can make you humble. And it made us humble because all those people know for a fact that the reason that we had gone to Illinois was to slow down this 1,400-page bill that was only given 4 days. And just as a comparison, most bills, no matter how big they are, and most bills are only about 20 or 30 pages, they usually take between 6 and 8 months to pass. This one was supposed to pass in 4 days, and people didn't get a chance to see it. But we gave people an opportunity to see just how bad this budget repair bill was and the intent, which was to deny workers' rights through collective bargaining. People are just so happy that we were brave enough to risk a lot of, you know, money and a lot of political capital to go out those many weeks and let them see that bad news bill.
And do you as a group feel you succeeded in what your purpose was for leaving the state?
Big time, and let me tell you why. When we didn't come back until the governor violated the law, which that's why we're in court currently. So we were able to come back because the governor broke the impasse by basically doing an illegal act. So we were able then to come back and unite and fight with our brothers and sisters, not just in labor, not just in the unions, but people all over the state who say that the middle class and working families need to be represented. And they were our voice when we were gone those weeks, and we came back to add our voice to them.
And what do you see happening now? I mean, you're waiting literally, you know, to hear what happens in court. In the meantime, what have you been doing? Just trying to get back to work?
Oh, yeah, getting back to work in the Capitol, because while we were away, we were still working. We were emailing, we were texting, we were answering constituent calls and all the like. So we just didn't have a desk in front of us, but we were still working. But now we had to come back to the Capitol, to the mounds of snail mail that we got. And I have to tell you, for every negative piece of mail I've gotten 15 positive ones. So we feel good. Obviously, the Republican senators, 8 of them, are facing recall. But coincidentally, 8 of us are also facing recall. So I'm one of them. So I am gearing up for a possible recall fight.
Well, Wisconsin politics has been fascinating, and you're not alone. I mean, Indiana has senators in Illinois as well, and Michigan has had many rallies and protests as well. We're trying to get all you guys to come to Michigan, though. When you leave, come to Michigan. It's beautiful here.
Oh, I know Michigan is very beautiful. We had that little pond that was named after your state that kind of gets in between us. But if you guys were closer, we'd have gone to Michigan.
We could use the economic boost.
I'm sure it was one.
Well, Senator, thank you for your time. I know you're incredibly busy and with a lot going on. I'll look forward to speaking with you again.
It's great talking to you, and stay tuned.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, sir.
We've
been speaking with Democratic Senator Spencer Coggs of Wisconsin. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.